Support for TPR comes from UT San Antonio, offering degree programs and research focused on workforce development, student success, and health innovation across Texas. UTSA.edu. UT San Antonio, the University of Ambition.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Federal funding cuts and changes to the way HIV prevention dollars are distributed could disrupt testing, outreach, and treatment referrals in San Antonio and across South Texas. The Trump administration is ending direct CDC prevention grants to many community organizations, shifting and more control to state and local health departments. Advocates warn that these changes could mean fewer free HIV tests, fewer outreach workers, and more difficulty connecting people with preventive medicine and treatment, especially in rural and border communities where services are already so limited. What will these changes mean for people living with HIV, those who are at risk of the infection, and what could years of progress in preventing the virus being spread be reversed? Joining us today is Alan Mauricio, Director of Prevention Services at San Antonio AIDS Foundation. Alan, welcome to The Source. Good to have you.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks, David. Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Michelle Durham, the Executive Director of SA Beat AIDS Coalition Trust. And Michelle Durham, thank you so much for being here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I want to find out, where are we right now? So I know that the SA Beat AIDS Coalition has been dealing with difficulties already. I've heard about layoffs. Is that right?
We did last year.
Hang on a second. We're figuring out the microphone situation. So let's move these mics around. So, Alan, you try to get on that mic.
You can't hear me.
And yeah, we can't hear you right now. And then if Michelle, you can get on that mic there. Sorry, folks, live radio. All right, so let's try that again. So, Michelle, tell me about what's going on at SA Beat AIDS.
Yes, so actually last year there was a pause with the government with our budget nationwide. During that pause, Beat AIDS was one of the organizations locally who was able to continue providing services even through any state-related layoffs because we were directly funded as a CBO, community-based organization. And so we've been really blessed in that we had that additional funding stream to take us through. But definitely these cuts are not a good thing.
Absolutely. Alan, can you tell us about the San Antonio AIDS Foundation? How are you doing right now in terms of funding?
Sure. That's a great question, Dave. So same as Michelle mentioned, you know, last year when the government froze the funds, San Antonio AIDS Foundation, we did shut down temporarily for a week, and that gave us enough time to get together, brainstorm on how we can move forward. And so, you know, we were shut down probably for a total of about 4 or 5 days. And then the following Monday, we were able to bring our staff back in and move forward with services. But we just had to be a little bit smarter and wiser on how we were testing people.
Okay. So how serious is HIV here in San Antonio and South Texas right now, Michelle?
It is still very serious. There are about 119,000 people living with HIV in Texas, and we continue to diagnose somewhere between 4,000 to 5,000 people living with HIV in Texas alone every year. So it's a very serious matter. We're really grateful that you guys decided we need to talk about this, and we need to make sure people are aware.
It's like the San Antonio area is particularly at risk, which is why isn't there like special funding for things like PrEP and things like that here that other communities don't have? Am I mistaken on that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have funding for PrEP. And one of the concerns with these cuts is that we may not be able to get PrEP out there for everyone. And although HIV affects everyone, doesn't matter age, skin color, background, we are potentially going to have cuts with regard to people being able to get on PrEP. As we know, that stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, and it's an opportunity for people who are not living with HIV to not contract HIV. And just one more thing, Dave, nowadays we've got some injectables. They call them long-lasting injectables. One of them's called Apretude, and you can get that injection for PrEP every other month, or Yes to Go is an injection just twice a year. It lasts for 6 months. So what we cannot do is stop the momentum that we have going with HIV prevention.
We want to hear from our listeners about their concerns, what they have seen if they've had contact with San Antonio HIV testing prevention efforts. You know, what do you want to see happening in terms of continuation of funding, maybe increased funding? Give us a call, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. So, Alan Mauricio, as I understand it, the Trump administration is directing the CDC to no longer directly fund local organizations. Instead, they want to send the money directly to states, and then the states will decide how to distribute that funding. So here in the state of Texas, do you have confidence that they will be able to provide the funding that you would typically have gotten?
Yeah, so that's another great question. So, you know, the San Antonio AIDS Foundation, along with other organizations like Beat AIDS, you know, our primary focus is our community. And so whenever something like this comes about, you know, we want to ensure that our community, that no matter what the landscape for funding looks like, we're always going to ensure that we're going to find some way to making sure that people are getting tested for HIV, treated for HIV, along with PrEP and PEP. And so those are important factors. So I kind of want to make sure the community in San Antonio knows.
Yeah, because information is a big part of this. And so we want to make sure people have the information that they need to protect themselves and to protect the people that they love.
Correct. And so, you know, the question regarding the CDC. So, yeah, there is some concerns to that. But the funding that we have right now with most nonprofit organizations for HIV has, which is through, you know, through DSHS, which is the Department of State Health Services, that all comes from basically CDC and then the state distributes the funds. And so it kind of already is happening now. And so the funds already basically go through this funnel. So that's how the cycle goes. The good thing about these grants that we have, we're kind of locked in at 5 years. We just started the grant a year ago. So we have a good 4 years that's locked into where, you know, things won't change. And the good thing about that is, you know, administration will change within that 4 years. So hopefully that would be, you know, something moving forward that we could look forward to where, you know, funding will be more accessible.
Right. So these changes are also coming with this how the administration is describing HIV as a manageable chronic illness. It seems to be trying to create this false impression that this epidemic has been solved and it no longer needs this urgency that we needs to be addressed. Do you hear that as well?
We do. And so it's kind of, you know, constantly, you know, when I used to go out to like the middle schools and high schools or even like drug treatment facilities, adults will always say like, oh, well, isn't there a cure for HIV? You know, they'll read things like, oh, someone in Europe, they got cured of HIV.
It has happened on a very rare occasion. And it's been like big news when it does happen.
Yes, it's a very rare occasion. And then this person, usually they're going through some sort of like cancer treatment. And so it's just not HIV that they're going through. So people have this misconception that there's a cure for HIV. So there still isn't. So as Michelle mentioned earlier, you know, this is still a big epidemic, especially in our city, across the United States, across around the world. And so, yes, yeah, so HIV is still here. It's not going anywhere. The good thing, though, is that, as Michelle also mentioned, we have things like PrEP and PEP to prevent HIV. But the main source is the education, especially in San Antonio. I think the resources that we have for education is very scarce, you know, and that goes along with just not, you know, Texas not allowing to have, you know, sex ed in the schools. So it starts all there with education. And so as people get older, they don't have the information correctly.
Right. So, Michelle, there seems to be a public misunderstanding also about the differences between HIV prevention, HIV treatment, and AIDS-related care. Can you talk about those distinctions and why that's important for the public to understand that?
Yes. Well, one of the things that we've been trying to explain to the public is this concept of U equals U. And so that is undetectable equals untransmittable. So that is care for people living with HIV to get to an opportunity of undetectable, and then that person living with HIV cannot transmit HIV. So prevention, on the other hand, means that I'm not living with HIV and have an opportunity to access prevention materials, information, services, so that I don't have to become a person living with HIV after not living with HIV. So that's the difference. I think that what we're trying to get to is a place of what we're calling status neutral. You know, and San Antonio AIDS Foundation, Beat AIDS, we are trying to make sure that no one is judged, whether you're living with HIV or not living with HIV. And no matter what, when you come in for services at our facilities, you'll get tested. If you're living with HIV, we have medication, even an injectable called Cabenuva, where you get a shot once every 2 months. Or if you're not living with HIV, you still get to see the doctor and potentially get what we're calling PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, or if an exposure has happened, post-exposure prophylaxis, PEP. So yes, that is how the treatment part goes, and we do have free treatment right here in San Antonio at 230 East Fredericksburg Road. Free treatment, walk-ins welcome, and we try to make sure that we do express services and what we call rapid start, meaning you're going to get in and out hopefully within 30 minutes and possibly with the medication that you came in for. That's where we've come to.
And names are, how do you deal with names? Everybody is just, you know, confidential.
Definitely. It's strictly confidential. It is against the law to breach confidentiality. And so no one's status is ever shared.
All right, we're going to talk more about that. And you can call in with your questions and comments. Have you had an HIV test? How did it go? We want to talk about that. Now is the opportunity to really help other people understand what is happening. We need community support and community conversation about why this is so important. It protects everyone. Know your sexual health status. It's critical. 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We'll be right back.
Support for the Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at uthealthsa.org.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the HIV testing, the funding that's available here in San Antonio, what is happening at the federal level. There's talk of cuts. There's also trying to end a direct funding of organizations, instead sending that money to the state and then having the state decide whether or not they're going to pass that money along. You can call in 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Michelle Durham is with us, Executive Director of SA Beats AIDS Coalition, SA Beat AIDS Coalition. So, Michelle, what are your concerns about interruptions to services, interruption effects? What are you looking at?
Thank you for that question. Like you said before, David, with these funds no longer going directly to community-based organizations, and by the way, the community-based organizations are the organizations doing the real work out here. We are the boots on the ground. That is going to potentially disrupt messaging for communities where messaging is tailored for specific areas throughout the United States. It'll likely slow down and or stop the scientific movements and improvements that we've been discussing right here, right now, including the injectables and a potential immune shot. It'll perpetuate the idea of stigma, especially for certain populations, and it'll potentially have folks feel like they're not important. HIV wins again if this opportunity to reverse prevention funding and care funding continues. And one of our goals was to reduce the number of new HIV infections throughout the entire United States down to 3,000 by 2030. I can tell you that these funds being cut will make that goal never come to fruition.
Anna Mauricio, Director of Prevention Services at SA AIDS Foundation. What are you worried about? What are your concerns right now?
Kind of along what Michelle mentioned, too, it's going to be this disruption to where people think like, oh, my God, am I going to be able to get tested? Where am I going to be able to go? Also, as she mentioned about not feeling important. So just to reassure the people in our community, like, no matter what happens, you know, we're going to find a way, no matter what, to where people are going to be able to come in and still get tested and still get treated and get all the care that they can. You know, it is also important that people understand as well that, you know, a lot of the people that we serve are low-income people. A lot of them are houseless. And so a lot of them don't have health insurance. And so there are ways to where we can set them up to where they can get some sort of insurance through San Antonio AIDS Foundations and other community-based organizations as well. And so most places will pay, help pay for, like, you know, their visits and stuff like that. And it's good to have that insurance, that health insurance as well, because, you know, people living with HIV, it's just not just HIV. They have other health needs. And so having insurance and coverage across the board is super important. And so that's why, you know, come see us. We can help you get on some sort of insurance plan, and we'll help, you know, pay for your premium.
City of San Antonio is having a budget crisis. They're having to cut $158 million from the next budget. Do y'all get city funding, and are y'all concerned about what's going to happen, Alan?
So we do get, so there's certain grants that we have city funding. So last year we had something with the city to where it was primarily focused on cis women. And so it just kind of depends. And that was a grant that we had for a year. And so our goal was to test, you know, I think 1,000 people or 1,000 women. We tested that within 8 months. So it was really, really quick. And, you know, as Michelle mentioned as well, HIV affects everyone. And so yeah, so it's imperative.
Right. And Michelle, do you have any concerns about possible cuts to public health system and maybe directly to your organizations?
Definitely. Our organizations, we serve the most vulnerable populations in our community. And what I mean by that, David, is there are multiple complex issues for the populations that we serve. Everything from what Alan just mentioned, folks being unhoused, to intimate partner violence, substance use disorder, mental health disorder, the list goes on and on, previous incarceration. And so because there are so many cross-sectional issues and concerns, we absolutely need that $158 million back in the budget within our city to ensure that we can give everyone an opportunity to have a decent quality of life.
Do you think cutting HIV prevention dollars, is that an example of trying to save a few dollars with one budget, but then creating this huge need down the line that's going to cost so much more, that trying to save a few dollars now is going to just not be a big mistake?
Definitely. We have found that it costs over $300,000 per person in order to make sure that we treat for HIV. And that means if we have these cuts, we're looking at more hospitalizations, possibly more incarceration. We're looking at fewer productive citizens, folks who won't get access to case management and housing. And along with all of the poverty, that we will have a multitude of problems in our community. It makes a lot more sense to invest upfront on HIV prevention so that we can all be happier.
Yeah, I'm protected, safe, healthier. Alan, so if these cuts happen, if there is a loss of testing, how quickly could infection rates respond? How quickly could we see a spike of HIV transmissions?
I mean, it could go up pretty fast, I would say. You know, I always like to remind people, you know, going back to the question that you asked earlier about, you know, how is HIV infection in San Antonio? So I like to remind people that there's technically almost a new diagnosis of HIV infection in San Antonio every day. And those are just the people who are coming in to get tested. And so imagine if everyone was required to get tested, how much higher those numbers would be. So it would be, you know, fairly high if people are actually coming in to check on their sexual health.
How do people interact with your organization, Beat AIDS?
How do they interact?
Do you have outreach? Do you go into the community? I mean, I would think that your outreach workers, the people that you have on staff, are incredible and a valuable resource. And any interruption to services would make their lives harder and they would be at risk of having to go do something else.
Definitely. One of the things we pride ourselves in at Beat AIDS is mirroring the community. Many of us have similar backgrounds, histories, and attributes of the clients that we're serving. So the interactions are necessary and they're great. People feel comfortable coming to Beat AIDS. People feel like they're treated with dignity and respect. And that's, I think, what keeps folks coming back and keeps people telling someone else, go and get your services there. They understand. They know your plight.
And it does seem like one of the mistakes we make is keep thinking, we think about San Antonio, but, you know, particularly, you know, people travel from the Rio Grande Valley, Laredo, Coastal Bend, other major cities in Texas. It's really a huge community that needs to be thought about. And what about services like in deep South Texas? Are they going to be really facing that's already hard for them, but is it going to be worse?
Yeah. So deep South Texas. So shout out to Valley AIDS Council. So those are the people in the Valley. And so they cover McAllen, Brownsville, and Harlingen. And so, yeah, so they also get the same funding as we do. And so, yeah, they'll definitely be impacted. And so, you know, there's those places, and there's also the places in between, the rural areas. So, for example, between San Antonio and Austin, we have New Braunfels, we have Seguin. And those places are impacted because they either have to come to San Antonio or they have to go to Austin to get some sort of testing if they want to be tested.
Well, we hear about rural Texas can be described as HIV testing deserts. And just because you don't have a cool urban scene doesn't mean you don't have people who need testing. How should we think about that and continue to try and reach out to those people, Alan?
Yeah, so, you know, it goes back to the outreach. So we try our best to go out to, so for example, we'll go to TLU, which is Texas Lutheran University, and we'll try to do some outreach there, and we'll have our mobile units. So that way it's closer to that area and people could come get tested. They don't have to be, you know, students at the university, but if they see us there, they could go get tested for free as well. And, you know, our collaborating with these small communities is important too. So it's all about collaboration. It's for them reaching out to us or us reaching out to them to see what we can do to close up these gaps.
And Michelle, are we still dealing with stigma? Is stigma still a barrier?
Stigma is still huge, unfortunately, here in the South. One of the things I do want to say I'm grateful for, though, is our local politicians, especially here in San Antonio area, are still backing us, advocating for the work that we're doing, including our own University Health in Bexar County, including the Department of City of San Antonio, the new housing division under Mark Carmona. So on one hand, stigma is still strong, and there are people out there closed-minded and who are ignorant and who don't want to help. But I just want to do a shout-out to Texas Public Radio and the entire San Antonio community for caring enough to have this show today and understanding this is very serious, and it's going to take every one of us to help out.
Well, this is one of those things where I think as soon as you take the eye off the ball, it gets bad. And we can't have the assumption that this is a problem in the rearview mirror. I mean, this is a problem in the car, and we have got to be dealing with it all the time. And so and that's probably one of the issues that they want us to think that this is no longer a crisis. The crisis is still here. Alan, final thoughts?
It's still here, and, you know, I'm always going to be a huge advocate for education, and so just remind people that it's still here. It's not going anywhere. There's no cure. You know, let's making sure that we read up on what's current. HIV affects everyone.
People need to be cautious and careful and aware of the risk.
Absolutely.
Michelle, final thoughts?
Like Alan said, there's a new infection every day, between 300 to 350 new infections in San Antonio every year, about 7,000 people living with HIV in San Antonio. So let's not forget that it's right here in our own yard and in our car, like
you said. We have to fight for funding, not let the funding be cut. Talk to our lawmakers. Think about this when you go vote. These are issues that we just can't let stigma and prejudice and bigotry decide what's best for our community and our loved ones. So I want to thank you both, Michelle Durham, Executive Director of SA Beat AIDS Coalition Trust, Alan Mercurio, he is the Director of Prevention Services at SA AIDS Foundation. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
That's The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.
Support for this podcast of The Source comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' compensation provider committed to rewarding policyholders who keep their workers safe and losses low. More at texasmutual.com/TXM Advantage. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.